found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre1933.com.
Five of the six Baltimore police officers involved in the Freddie Gray case are now facing internal department charges. The Baltimore Sun reporting three of the officers could end up fired. Gray died 2 years ago of a severe spinal cord injury that he suffered while being transported in a police van following his arrest under questionable circumstances. A Mississippi lawmaker apologizing for saying Louisiana leaders should be lynched for removing Confederate monuments. Lisa Carter has an update.
In a weekend Facebook post, Mississippi State Representative Carl Oliver said leadership in New Orleans should be lynched for the removal of Confederate monuments. Compare their actions to Nazis. But then on Monday, the Republican lawmaker wrote he wished to extend an apology for any embarrassment he caused to his colleagues and fellow Mississippians. Four monuments were targeted for removal, with the last one taken down in New Orleans last week.
And apparently a lot of people think it's okay to dump their pet fish into the Great Lakes. From thousands of goldfish to exotic carp, the Great Lakes have become home to some very invasive and non-invasive species of fish. One commercial fisherman telling the Detroit News he recently reeled in a South American red-tailed catfish, which can grow to 5 feet in the Amazon River. The state's issuing warnings for owners not to release their pet fish, though, back into the wild. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For their clients, get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee says documents show former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn lied to investigators in a security clearance interview. Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings writing in a letter to the committee chairman Jason Chaffetz that they've received a report in which Flynn told security clearance investigators that U.S. companies paid him for a 2015 trip to Russia. Cummings notes the actual source of Flynn's payment was the Russian media outlet RT. New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie claims he warned President Trump about Flynn before the inauguration. Here's Ethan Harp.
If I were president-elect of the United States, I wouldn't let General Flynn in the White House. Let alone give him a job.
Governor Christie briefly served as chairman of the Trump transition team. At a news conference in Trenton, he refused to get into specifics about his concerns over Flynn, saying some of it involves classified information. But Christie revealed that he repeatedly cautioned Mr. Trump.
Again, that's Ethan Harp, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Jury selection in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial continuing today in a Philadelphia suburb. 5 of 12 jurors were selected yesterday. Cosby accused of drugging and molesting a former Temple University worker at his home in Pennsylvania back in 2004. Mississippi State Republican Representative Carl Oliver apologizing for some controversial Facebook comments. Oliver had suggested lynching for Louisiana officials who took down Confederate statues in New Orleans. Now Oliver's calling his comments a personal embarrassment. Two North Carolina congressional redistricting maps are being rejected by the nation's highest court, as we hear from Mark Woolsey.
The U.S. Supreme Court is upholding a lower court ruling that found race played too big a role in the redrawing of the North Carolina districts. Opponents claim that GOP lawmakers concentrated African-American voters in a few districts to lessen their influence elsewhere. Justices were unanimous in their ruling for one of the districts. But in the other, dissenting justices claim the district was drawn according to political considerations and not to dilute the minority vote.
And Elvis Presley's personal jet is up for auction. That 1962 red Lockheed Jetstar going up for bid on May 27th with a starting bid of $10,000. It can't fly because it doesn't have any engines. It's estimated the jet is worth $2 to $3 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time is 8:06. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Well, after a pretty good soaking yesterday, right now Flemington it is 57 degrees, partly cloudy skies, 30% chance of precipitation. It is Tuesday. It's May 23rd, 2017. Patchy fog this morning, mostly sunny this morning. And then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers this afternoon. Warmer with highs in the lower 70s. North winds around 5 miles an hour becoming east this afternoon. Around 20% chance of rain. Mostly cloudy and a slight chance of showers in the evening. Lows in the lower 50s. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour becoming north after midnight. Chance of rain 20%. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Mid 70s. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour becoming southeast in the afternoon. Showers with a chance of thunderstorms and patchy fog. Cooler in the highs in the mid-60s on Thursday. 90% chance of rain. Mostly cloudy on Friday, then becoming partly sunny. 30% chance of showers. Lower 70s. Saturday, mostly sunny. Mid-70s. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Highs in the lower 70s. And while we're at it, Memorial Day, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny, a chance of showers, highs in the mid-70s, chance of rain 50%. Doesn't look like beach weather for the week. Temperatures in the area, 59 in Reddington, 57 in Raritan, 56 in Quakertown, 54 in Pattonburg, 57 up in Highbridge, 56 over in Tewksbury. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
For their clients, get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The top Democrat on the House Oversight Committee says documents show former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn lied to investigators in a security clearance interview Maryland Congressman Elijah Cummings writing in a letter to the committee chairman Jason Chaffetz that they've received a report in which Flynn told security clearance investigators that U.S. companies paid him for a 2015 trip to Russia. Cummings notes the actual source of Flynn's payment was the Russian media outlet RT. New Jersey's Republican Governor Chris Christie claims he warned President Trump about Flynn before the inauguration. Here's Ethan Harp.
If I were president-elect of the United States, I wouldn't let General Flynn in the White House, let alone give him a job.
Governor Christie briefly served as chairman of the Trump transition team. At a news conference in Trenton, he refused to get into specifics about his concerns over Flynn, saying some of it involves classified information. But Christie revealed that he repeatedly cautioned Mr. Trump.
Again, that's Ethan Harp, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
You check things all the time. Like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Jury selection in Bill Cosby's sexual assault trial continuing today in a Philadelphia suburb. 5 of 12 jurors were selected yesterday. Cosby accused of drugging and molesting a former Temple University worker at his home in Pennsylvania back in 2004. Mississippi State Republican Representative Carl Oliver apologizing for some controversial Facebook comments. Oliver had suggested lynching for Louisiana officials who took down Confederate statues in New Orleans. Now Oliver's calling his comments a personal embarrassment. Two North Carolina congressional redistricting maps are being rejected by the nation's highest court, as we hear from Mark Woolsey.
The U.S. Supreme Court is upholding a lower court ruling that found race played too big a role in the redrawing of the North Carolina districts. Opponents claim that GOP lawmakers concentrated African-American voters in a few districts to lessen their influence elsewhere. Justices were unanimous in their ruling for one of the districts. But in the other, dissenting justices claim the district was drawn according to political considerations and not to dilute the minority vote.
And Elvis Presley's personal jet is up for auction. That 1962 red Lockheed Jetstar going up for bid on May 27th with a starting bid of $10,000. It can't fly because it doesn't have any engines. It's estimated the jet is worth $2 to $3 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Time is 8:06. It's time for Hunting Chamber Radio weather. Well, after a pretty good soaking yesterday, right now Flemington it is 57 degrees, partly cloudy skies, 30% chance of precipitation. It is Tuesday. It's May 23rd, 2017. Patchy fog this morning, mostly sunny this morning. And then mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers this afternoon. Warmer with highs in the lower 70s. North winds around 5 miles an hour becoming east this afternoon. Around 20% chance of rain. Mostly cloudy and a slight chance of showers in the evening. Lows in the lower 50s. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour becoming north after midnight. Chance of rain 20%. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Mid 70s. Northeast winds around 5 miles an hour becoming southeast in the afternoon. Showers with a chance of thunderstorms and patchy fog. Cooler in the highs in the mid-60s on Thursday. 90% chance of rain. Mostly cloudy on Friday, then becoming partly sunny. 30% chance of showers. Lower 70s. Saturday, mostly sunny. Mid-70s. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of showers. Highs in the lower 70s. And while we're at it, Memorial Day, mostly cloudy in the morning, becoming partly sunny, a chance of showers, highs in the mid-70s, chance of rain 50%. Doesn't look like beach weather for the week. Temperatures in area, 59 in Reddington, 57 in Raritan, 56 in Quakertown, 54 in Pattonburg, 57 up in Highbridge, 56 over in Tewksbury. Good morning, Hunterdon. That's Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Just keep that coffee hot.
I'm keeping hot.
Be sure you make a lot.
I make a lot.
Your coffee hits the spot.
It hits the spot.
So keep that coffee hot.
So keep it hot.
I love your coffee pot.
I love your pot.
So keep that coffee hot.
So keep it hot.
Just got my pay today.
Just today.
But I don't plan to stay.
Ain't gonna stay.
I'm leaving right away.
Yeah, right away.
Tonight's my night to play.
My night to play.
I love your coffee pot.
I love your pot.
So keep that coffee hot. Got some trouble.
Well, good morning, Hunterdon. Big C here coming live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices. We're in Flemington, New Jersey. We're down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial, and it is my job to get you out and about on your day, going to work, going to school, or near errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because over the wire, we're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. We're all about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. This is none other than Scatman Crothers. Now, I grew up with Scatman, not personally. But this man was pretty much the cartoon voicist. He was also an actor and obviously a singer. He is the voice of Hong Kong Phooey, the voice of Meadowlark Lemon in the Harlem Globetrotters cartoon. He was a voice in The Aristocrats, one of the cats, Jazzy Cat. He was on Sanford and Son. He was on Chico and the Man. He was on various variety shows. Man did not stop. He was constantly working. And it's his birthday today. Now, Scatman passed away in 1986. But great to hear that voice. That is such a unique voice. Not as raspy as Louis Armstrong, but very similar. So there you go. Little Scatman Crothers telling us to keep the coffee hot. It is 12 after 8. It's time for me to get traffic, find out what's going on our Hunterdon County roads. And the good news is, not much. We had an alert earlier this morning, way early this morning, about congestion on 78 eastbound in Clinton Township. At 6:27 this morning, slow-moving traffic, but that is a long time ago. And I don't have anything else on my list. So drive safe, sound smart. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chimbera. Traffic, you can get all the traffic from HERTTV.com. Register with them, and they'll send you the alerts via email, or you can follow them on Twitter. It gives you the choice to pick highways and byways and local roads that pertain to you, so you don't get erroneous or irrelevant text messages about your commute. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chimbera Radio Traffic. So here we are. It's Tuesday. What is on HuntChimber.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. I have just Michelle today. Everything else is pretty much an eclectic mix of news, trivia, history, sports, and the like. At 10 o'clock, I'm still here doing Tech Today, where I focus on technology news, latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software. Something's About Money Gang comes in at 11 o'clock. That's Michelle Heide, Joe Patton, Tony Clark. They talk all about aspects of money, including the markets, the cash flow, business financing. Joe talks about the political climate and how it affects the markets. Tony brings up all sorts of interesting articles that support all those theories and strategies that Ameriprise provides. And so you can listen to them from 11 to 12. La Salud Mental Importa is Lauren Feliciano. She comes on and does a show in Spanish that is all about NAMI. For those of our listeners that are Spanish-speaking, it's a full Spanish version of NAMI of Hunterdon's show. And Lauren also is one of our most innovative hosts. Right now, she's actually beat me to the punch by streaming her show live on Facebook. So you can catch that either on live on Facebook, or you can catch it here on the radio on podcast or live on our internet radio station. At 4 o'clock, it is Real Estate Matters and 55 Plus. That's Joe Peters from Weikert Realtors. And I think Joe's actually coming in a little early today. He said somewhere around 3:30. So he'll be doing a show from 3:30 to 4:30 instead of 4 to 5. So Joe comes on talking about real estate. He has got his finger on the pulse of everything that has to do with the markets, the real estate markets in Somerset, Morris, and Hunterdon counties. Very astute about all the statistics and trends that are going on. So listen to Joe to get the latest on that. And obviously that knowledge crosses over to talk about people who are 55 years old and over, and what life is like, and what the options are, and the ways of living a strong and full life after 55 years of old. So Joe does flips back and forth between those two shows. He alternates every other week. And we finish up with the Rendazzler. Greg Randazzo comes on and spins records of 60s, 70s, 80s, even snuck a couple 90s in there last week. So he brings on a theme. He loved it and learned it as a kid. And now, obviously, he's playing 90s music, so he grew up with that himself. But his parents introduced him to the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and he plays a lot of those cool tunes. So you get a whole hour of great 60s, 70s, and 80s music that you can enjoy, and he puts a little theme to it. That's the entire HuntChimber.com lineup. It is all there in the HuntChimber.com website, mobile website, Google Play and Apple Store apps, LinkedIn subgroup, Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, and interact with HuntChimberRadio.com. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a moment, right after the Scat Man gets me some more coffee.
Be hot.
I keep it hot.
Be sure you make a lot.
I make a lot.
Your coffee.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I'm your eyes remain, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town.
Pamby's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31 south of Clinton. Pamby's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
Come join us for the 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd from 11 to 4 at the County Fairgrounds, South County Park, and Ringo's. There'll be food, there'll be music, there'll be games, fun for the whole family, pony rides and a petting zoo, reptile shows by Michael Schwedick, outdoor games and activities, a shred event sponsored by the Hunterdon County Clerk from 11 to 3, tethered balloon rides by Unity Bank. The 4th Annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 3rd, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Hunterdon County, Hunterdon Healthcare, Unity Bank, Jersey Mike's and Subs. For all the great details and information, visit HunterdonChamber.org or give us a call at 908-782-7115.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
All right, it is time for BrandNewLife.com celebration observances for the week and the day, and the turtles are helping me with this, and you're going to have to go with me on this one. It's a bit of a reach, but hey, sometimes you just got to work with what you got. National Safe Boating Week. One of the things I cringe about, swimming, boating, and chimneys, because there's always somebody who is affected because they did not do the right thing. So please, be smart about boating, wear your life preserver, learn how to swim, very important, very important. No doubt we will always hear about, and we already have heard about, somebody that has lost their life because of it. EMS Week, Emergency Medical Services Week, 21st to the 27th. It's International Heritage Breeds Week. It's National New Friends, Old Friends Week. National Stationery Week, World Trade Week, Healthy and Safe Swimming Week. If your kids do not know how to swim, and you do not know how to swim, please take them to the YMCA. They will teach them. They give lessons. It's one of the most important things that you can do for your children. Teach them how to swim. They enjoy themselves in the water, they enjoy themselves in the pool, the ocean, and it's extremely important, and they do not fear the water. National Backyard Games Week, week of solidarity with the people of non-self-governing territories, starts on the 25th. And the Louis Vuitton Cup, the America's Cup, starts on the 26th, and Diane Lane told me it starts in Bermuda. So if you'd like to hoof it on down there real quick, we'll go and check it out. For today, it is International Day to End Obstetric Fistula. It's Declaration of the Beb Day. It's National Taffy Day. It's World Crohn's and Colitis Day. And it's World Turtle Day. And that's why we're playing the Turtles. Celebration observances for the week and today from BrandNewLife.com. Pick something and get involved. Vitamin C comes from NJ.com. I spoke with Michelle Heide about this yesterday. She She was telling us all about it. And she's been a part of it with her children, her girls, for a couple years now. Craig Turpin reports that hundreds of area girls take to New Jersey streets for an annual run. But it's much more than that, folks. It's about giving girls, women, confidence and overcoming this deluge, this tidal wave of sexism that goes on in the media. And so Girls on the Run is a set of, I'll say classes, but it's not. It's a set of get-togethers, meetings that eventually leads up to this culmination, which is this 5K run. And it's supposed to build up their self-esteem, their self-confidence, and independence. So the Spring Girls on the Run 5K took place in the borough on Sunday afternoon, organized by Girls on the Run of Hunterdon, Bucks, and Warren counties. The 5K is the culmination of a 10-week program. Girls in the 3rd through the 8th grades work with trained coaches taking part in the race at the end of the program. The program includes a community service project. One of the goals is to instill in the girls lifelong interest in fitness, according to the organization's website. And so, service project, individual discussions about self-esteem, self-confidence, and then training to achieve this 5K, which is a culmination. But as it said at the end here, trying to instill in children, these girls, lifelong interest in fitness. And I see it right now with my kids. Everybody thinks that they are going to be fit for the rest of their lives. When they're kids and they're teenagers, hey, they can eat anything they want. Their metabolism is going like wildfire, and they do fine. And then all of a sudden we hit the 30s, 35, 40, and the world is a whole different place. So if you want to instill a determination about being fit all the time, this Girls on the Run program is a fabulous way to do it. So please, do me a favor, look into it. It is very important for you and your children, and make sure that they are, in fact, overcoming these obstacles, these challenges that are much bigger than you and I independently. For your information, it's girlshunterdon.org is the website, so go check that out for the Girls on the Run. Vitamin C for today. All right, time for celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
From the old disc jockey almanac, our celebrity birthdays.
Celebration all night long.
For May 23rd, 2017, Letterkenny actor Alexander DeJordy is 24. From Glee, Miko Oliver is 30. From Picket Fences, cartoon voicist Adam Wiley is 33. Television personality, the millionaire matchmaker, Marissa Sachs is 35. Trailer Park of Terror, Jeanette Brox is 36. G.I. Joe Retaliation, DJ Catrona is 37. From The Shooter, actor Lane Garrison is 37. From Neighbors, Jesse Hyman is 39. The Notebook, Heather Walquist is 40. General Hospitals, Kelly Monaco is 41. Designated Survivor, LaMonica Garrett is 42. Actress in Bangkok Dangerous, Charlie Young is 43. Singer of You Were Meant for Me, Jewel. Her last name is Kilcher, 43. The L Word, Laurel Holloman is 46. Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. Samantha Bee is 48. Sleepaway Camp, Phyllis Rose is 48. American Psycho, Guinevere Turner is 49. From Silver Linings Playbook, John Ortiz is 49. Writer, actor, cartoon voices, H. John Benjamin is 51. Actress in The Walking Dead, Melissa McBride is 52. It's funny, I thought there was a woman who... Oh, it's Martina McBride. Actress of Dumb and Dumber, Karen Duffy is 56. Teen Wolf's Linda Ashby is 57. MathNet, Beverly Leach is 58. The Warriors, David Harris is 59. Orange is the New Black, Lee Delaria is 59. Country music singer, Shelley West, 59. Television host, from The Price is Right, Drew Carey is 59. Teen Wolf, Mark Arnold is 60. It's the 62nd birthday of Kristen Redrude from Fargo. International Boxing Hall of Famer, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, is 63 today. Man, his fights with Sugar Ray Leonard were just outstanding. Finder of the Lost Loves, Deborah Adair, is 65. Country music singer, Judy Rodman, is 66. Miss Peregrine's Home for Peculiar Children, Olan Jones, is 67. Miss Tennessee and Universe, 1972. Linda Thompson, 67. World Golf Hall of Famer, David Graham, is 71. Actress in Fathers Know Best, Lauren Chapin, is 72. International Tennis Hall of Famer, John Newcomb, is 73. Murphy Brown's Charles Kimbrough is 81. Dynasties, Joan Collins, is 84. Suddenly Susan and Barney Miller's Barbara Barry is 86. And from Days of Our Lives, Corinne Conley is 88 today. Those are our celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntingchamber.com, and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. Well, it's time for me to take a quick break. There is Jewel. We'll be right back. We'll get Michelle Heide on the line, talk about the markets in a little bit, right after the news.
Of terrorism are cowardly attacks on innocent people, but this attack stands out.
British Prime Minister Theresa May speaking of last night's terrorist attack that killed 22 and injured 59 in Manchester, England, during an Ariana Grande concert.
Deliberately targeting innocent, defenseless children and young people who should have been enjoying one of the most memorable nights of their lives.
President Trump saying of the attack staged by a suicide bomber,
"We cannot stand a moment longer for the slaughter of innocent people." And in today's attack, it was mostly innocent children.
And we're getting late word that police in Manchester have arrested a 23-year-old man in connection with the attack at the concert last night. That's as reported by the BBC. This is USA Radio News.
If you're as tired of the anti-Trump rhetoric and protests as I am, it's time to stand up and show your support for our 45th president. There's no better way to do that than to proudly wear your pro-Trump apparel. The best site to find high-quality merchandise is ProTrump45.com. That's ProTrump45.com. You'll find all the most popular slogans on shirts, hats, hoodies, and much, much more. You'll appreciate the people who run ProTrump45.com, too. They get it. They'll help you show your conservative values with great Trump gear. If you are proudly in the silent majority, if you've served in the military, if you're a hardworking American, a God-fearing American, a conservative, it's time to speak up. Be an adorable deplorable and help make America great again. Go to ProTrump45.com. That's ProTrump45.com. Check it out now, ProTrump45.com.
President Trump's lengthy first trip as commander-in-chief continues, still in Israel, where this morning he remembered the millions of Jews killed in the Holocaust.
Only when we remember the families who were torn apart from everyone they loved, who suffered that terrible darkness and evil, who endured the unbearable horror of the Holocaust, only then can we prevent this agony from ever repeating.
The president there speaking at Israel's Holocaust Museum, where he was joined by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Trump placing a wreath at the site. Earlier, President Trump met with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, where he discussed his hopes of bringing Palestinians and Israelis together in peace.
We can truly achieve a more peaceful future for this region and for people of all faiths and all beliefs.
This just the second leg of the president's first trip overseas. He next heads for Italy to meet with Pope Francis. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I take care of my own health. That's why I subscribe to Life Extension Magazine. And now you could do the same for free. Life Extension Magazine is the ultimate source for health. Every issue is jam-packed with the latest therapies and innovative treatment protocols. And now you could take charge of your own health. My listeners could get a free six-month subscription to Life Extension Magazine. Just call toll-free 855-870-6622. That's 855-870-6622. Or go to lifeextension.com/war.
Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos saying school choice will be expanded in the United States, but she says not necessarily because of action in Washington, D.C.
We must acknowledge that the future is bleak for millions of students if we only continue to tinker around the edges with education reform.
DeVos telling a crowd yesterday at the American Federation for Children Conference in Indianapolis that states must take the lead when it comes to school choice. During her remarks, she didn't say much about what the Trump administration has planned in its new federal budget when it comes to education. A San Francisco Bay Area man who contracted botulism after eating at a Sacramento County gas station is dead. Mark Mayfield has more.
Health authorities say Martin Galindo of Antioch died in the hospital. Investigators have determined the botulism outbreak came from a nacho cheese sauce prepared at the Valley Oak Food and Fuel gas station in Walnut Grove, south of Sacramento. State health officials say all of the confirmed cases happened between April 23rd and May 5th.
And more than 8 in 10 Americans say the country's moral values are not good. The latest Gallup poll finding more than 80% of people surveyed say moral values in the U.S. are fair to poor, the lowest rating in 7 years for that. The survey finds moderates taking a particular dim view. 86% of Americans who describe themselves as moderates say the country's moral values are only getting worse. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Wow. It took to take a survey to figure that out. Moral values down. You know, it's unfortunate, but... you know, you go, it's funny, when you, because of cable TV and the ability for us to have videos on demand and stuff like that, you can go and check out TV shows and listen to music that was decades ago, right? You and I grew up and it was Mayberry and Fathers Know Best and Happy Days. And the music, in fact, a couple of weeks ago, I did a show, a little bit of a segment on Louie Louie by the Kingsmen. And they had, there was an FBI investigation because people were claiming that there was pornographic lyrics in that song.
Oh.
Right? Because it was unintelligible. And the FBI spent a year trying to figure out what was actually said in that song, and they never did. Now you listen to what goes on the radio today, and you wonder where our morality has gone?
Yep. Absolutely. It's unbelievable. I know my husband and I were saying the other day, we're like, we can't believe that Kardashian is in our children's vocabulary. Like, what is this world coming to with something like between the television and, as you mentioned, a lot of the song lyrics? It's like, my gosh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's no surprise, and really quite scary, because I know I enjoy whenever I do get a, you know, whenever I do have time to actually watch TV, I'd much rather watch something like I Love Lucy or mm-hmm. Happy Days
yeah.
than some of this stuff that's on today.
Yeah, there's, unbelievable. Don't get me wrong, there's some great shows out there. My sister turned me on to Last Man Standing, which, by the way, I think was just canceled. But I think it was on for six years. And it was one of the newer shows where it appealed to a very large audience and a conservative audience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it had a conservative base to it, and there was always a little story to it that talked about how it tied together the theme of the show, and he always did a little monologue at the end. It was Tim Allen. He always does a monologue at the end that kind of ties together the theme of the show with a lot of comedy built into it. And so there's other ones that are out there that are good, but when you have cable channels all dedicated to these all extremes, you run through those channels, it just blows your mind as to what stuff is on there. And I actually, you know, I ripped out cable 4 years ago, 5 years ago now. So we don't watch TV anymore. We watch movies and sports. That's it. And I stream all that. Because I watched my girls, and I know you're very concerned about your children as well. I watched my girls watching absolute trash on a TV.
Right.
And I just couldn't stand it anymore. So, amazing.
We did the same thing. We did away with cable because... You know, even if you have 10,000 channels and there's nothing that's appropriate or suitable or interesting to watch, it's kind of...
Yeah. Amazing. So,
boy.
You know, and before we get on to the investment update, I also we just did an article kind of review on the Girls on the Run. And I know you and I talked a little bit about it yesterday. But I'd really like to give like a minute or so about the virtues of it so that people understand how important it is for your children, your girls, and you as a woman to see how this thing combats the deluge of sexism that's out there that constantly puts girls at a disadvantage.
It's a great program. So there are the Girls on the Run girls, which targets grades 3 through 5. And then my daughter is now in 6th grade, so the program's called Heart and Soul. But basically the overall theme for both of the programs is really to provide girls with a safe, structured environment to get to know themselves better, make connections with others, find a way to contribute positively to those in the world around them. You know, basically takes, you know, different, you know, each time we meet, we have a different lesson, you know, so we might be talking about how to resolve conflict or addressing friendships or romantic relationships, how to get out of our comfort zone, how to give back to the community. So there are different topics that we cover each meeting, mm-hmm. and then, you know, the running is part of it, but, you know, whenever people say, oh, well, my daughter's not a runner, it's like, it's really not about the running, it's more about, again, a safe place for girls to come and talk about some of these different issues that are out there in this world, and then the key is to move forward as far as the physical activity goes and things mm-hmm. like that, but it's really, really a nice program, and actually, I heard someone say, although I don't know where, but that there's also a program now designed for boys because boys have other challenges and things that they have to deal with on a day-to-day basis as well. So it's really, really a great program, and it's a lot of fun to coach because, again, it really, you know, from my perspective, I get to know these girls much, much better and provide them with a lot of the insight and experiences that I've gone through and things that I had to deal with when I was a kid, even though, you know, we're in a different world now. You know, it's not so different as far as some of the issues you know, that we've all faced in our lifetime.
Now, I know you're growing the self-esteem of these children, these girls, organically. Do you take on the symbolism and still the sexism that is portrayed in the media? Do you take that on directly, or are you just hoping that you build up their self-esteem and their confidence early enough that when they do see it, they just take it in stride as opposed to being accepting it and absorbing it?
Well, it's interesting because there are lessons that focus. You know, I remember one of the lessons for Girls on the Run was, you know, we had to bring in different magazines, and the girls had to go through these magazines and, you know, look at these different ads and even the articles. And it's like some of these things that, you know, are still portraying girls and women as far as, oh, you know, you have to be thin, you have to be beautiful, you know, you have to have perfect hair, all the, you know, those kind of things. And to kind of have them look at them from a different angle, and the marketing behind them, and how, you know, the role of the media is to get you to buy something or get you to take action on something. And it's really kind of a fun lesson to go through because, you know, to see the girls like, oh, wow, oh, yeah, that's right, you know. Mm-hmm. That's not really a person. That's an airbrushed person that, you know, probably does have pimples and
right.
their hair doesn't look that good all the time, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's a little of both, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. That's fantastic. I never thought it was as bad as it really is until adopted our children, and I sit there and I watch some of the stuff that they were just absorbing, and I just went, I couldn't combat it. I thought I could actually sit down and explain it to them, and they would just buy into it, but there is so much that comes at them,
right.
It's impossible.
Right.
It's impossible to combat it on a one-to-one basis. I had no, it's a tsunami of information. And
it is, yeah.
It's just
amazing. It's coming at them from every possible perspective, you know, every angle. They're just bombarded with all of this, you know.
And I
remember at Christmas time, my daughter's like, I need to get this, you know, this face brush, blah, 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 to get younger looking skin. I'm like, you're 12. You have beautiful skin. Like, you don't need to spend, you know, this kind of money on this whatever. I'm like, okay, at my age, you know, maybe with my wrinkles, but you know what? I don't even, you know, get sucked into a lot of that stuff.
How young does your skin have to be if you're 12?
Yeah.
Wow. Younger looking skin.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Amazing, Michelle. Amazing. I could talk about this forever. Oh, my God.
Me too. Yeah, we could have a show that talks about the power of the media.
We should. I really, you know, if there's a time we can get maybe you and some of the coaches and some of the kids on here, I'd really love to do that.
That would be a lot of fun.
Especially with the summer coming up, maybe we can arrange that somehow. But
cool.
All right, so how's the markets doing?
All right, let's see. We'll talk about the markets. Actually, the futures here in the U.S. are currently trading a little bit higher. As I talked about yesterday, Trump is doing his first foreign tour. So he met with Israel yesterday. Today he's meeting with Palestinian president, again, focusing on trying to come up with some sort of peace agreements over there. We also will find out the White House's 2018 budget, which is coming out later this morning, although some information has already come out as far as they are focusing on cutting $1.7 trillion, with a T, trillion dollars in spending over the next 10 years. A lot of the focus, from what we're hearing, relates to Medicaid, student loans, and food stamps, which will see the biggest reductions. And the way that it was put was that, you know, they would consider success as far as getting people off of those programs rather than having more and more people go on to those programs. However, it does look like they're also looking at slashing Environmental Protection Agency, State Department, and Education Department. The areas that they're looking at increasing funding for are related to defense, veterans affairs, things of that nature. So we'll get more details later this morning, although, of course, there's already, you know, lots of commentary going on as far as, oh, this will never work, blah, 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 blah. So we'll see. It sounds like They're trying to focus on getting us back up to 3% growth. However, again, we know that the budget itself isn't necessarily what's going to get us to 3% growth. There are a lot of other factors that go into it. Let's see. We had oil prices trading lower. Trump came out and posted that he was proposing the sale of half of the U.S. strategic oil reserves. We do have the OPEC meeting taking place on Thursday in Vienna, so we'll learn more about what the outlook is on the energy sector at that point as well. And then on the earnings front, let's see, we had AutoZone stock was trading about 9% lower in pre-market trading. They fell short on both profit and revenue. DSW, which is the big shoe warehouse, which I kind of laugh when I see that because here it is, this giant shoe warehouse. And I'm not a shoe person, but whenever I go there thinking I'm going to find a pair of shoes that I like, of all the shoes to pick from, I never seem to find any. But anyway, they were 2 cents short on profits, but they did exceed on revenue. We had Agilent Technologies beating estimates by 10 cents. They also raised their forecast for the year. And then Toll Brothers also beat by 10 cents. And they cited they've had their best spring selling season in more than 10 years.
No.
And even though housing prices came down a little bit, they still have had their best selling season in over 10 years. And then lastly, some news that pertains to my industry, which has been something that has been kind of going back and forth for a while now, relating to the fiduciary rule. I saw some commentary this morning that they are looking to officially roll out the fiduciary standards rules on June 9th. They said we'll probably continue to see some other adjustments and changes related to it, but it does look like that is going to officially take effect on June 9th, unless something changes between now and then. So right now it looks like, again, the U.S. markets are going to open at least a little bit higher. Asian markets were mostly lower. A lot of that had to do with the unfortunate attack that took place over in the U.K.
Yeah.
It's just really, really awful. European markets are currently trading a little bit higher at this point.
Nice. You know, your Toll Brother report reminds me of Joe Peters and I have been talking. I mean, we talk regularly now every Thursday, and he said the inventory of used homes, you know, resale homes, is off the charts. They can't keep them. A house goes for sale in the morning, and it's sold by the end of the day.
Wow.
So, and it's under 400,000, I think. It might even be a little bit higher for Hunterdon County because you get a little bit more for your dollar. But
right.
I don't know where Toll Brothers typically is in a higher price range, although I think they have medium houses too. So it seems to correlate really well that with the White House now and the economic policies that have been set up, at least in our mind, by Trump when he got elected, we're now kind of subversively on our own making that happen. It's like a self-realization that we feel comfortable about the markets, we feel comfortable about the economy, therefore the people are starting to buy into real estate again.
Exactly. I know I keep hearing of more and more bidding wars taking place again as well with housing prices.
Yep.
You know, people are going in at what the sellers are asking, and they're getting outbid by people that are, putting in bids for more than what they're asking. So we haven't seen that in a while.
No, it's been a long time.
But it's been a long time.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, awesome, Michelle. Appreciate it as always. Who's on today at 2 at 11? You and Tony and Joe.
Today we are Joe and Tony.
Joe and Tony.
So hopefully I'll be back on. Hopefully I'll be back on next week.
All right. Very good. We'll see you again. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
That's Michelle Heide from Patton Heide and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Inc. Joe and Tony are doing the Some Things About Money show today. Michelle helps me with the investment update every morning at 8:30, and Joe and Tony will talk all about some of the topics that we just talked about, including, unfortunately, the Manchester attack, the Trump budget, and all the different market-moving news. We're going to take another quick break. I want to thank Michelle again for commenting on the Girls on the Run initiative. And let's see, we're going to get out of here for a minute, and we'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious ice cream, gelato, and sorbet made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon.